Chapter 12. Jesse scrabbled back through the door, staying as low as he could without putting his hands down into the broken glass. He crawled through the living room on elbows and knees, pulling on the string of the standing lamp next to his chair to throw the room into darkness, reaching up to grab his Glock where he'd left it on the table next to the front door. Then he was through the door and down the two flights of steps, out the side door and into the rain. The rain hit him like a flurry of punches, the wind blowing hard off the water, the storm already seeming to be at full force. The lightning still splashed across the sky, the sound of the thunder mixing now with the roar of the rain. Jesse could only guess the exact angle of the shot. There had been no time for him to look through the iron rails of the terrace for movement in the street or in the distance. The harbor was to the left. Too many possible witnesses there. Even late at night, at least before the storm had come. The beach was at the end of Front Street, to his right. The shot could have come from the street, the shooter finding enough cover to hide himself. Or maybe just not giving a shit. Maybe he'd been watching Jesse's condo, and there he was standing on the terrace, and he'd seized the opportunity and taken the shot. Jesse had been standing there, pounding the ball into the glove. But then he'd moved. The dropped ball may be saving his life. He moved along the end of the building, still not sure if the shooter was out here, and still close. Maybe he thought he'd hit Jesse and put him down and was gone. With a rifle, the shooter could have set up at the end of Front Street or the beach. Jesse came into the open now, gun pressed to his right leg, and ran as hard as he could toward the water. A high singing sound in his ears, like a siren, as loud as the storm. Somebody had taken a shot at him. A fucking chief of police. He couldn't throw a baseball the way he once could, his right shoulder having turned to shit a long time ago, but he could still run. He'd started running again, a few miles, a few days a week, a few months after rehab. Again. Dick said it was another way for him to feel as if he were doing something more than running in place. He zigzagged across Front Street and through the rain, in and out of the flashes of light from the sky, like spotlights being turned on and off. The wind slapped against his face all the way to the beach, Jesse running with his gun now pressed tight to his chest, the way he'd been taught as a rookie, finger off the trigger but against the frame of the gun. Indexing, they'd called it at the academy. The finger was braced, but off the trigger, preventing what they called a sympathetic reaction from the trigger while you were running. Lessons learned and remembered. If it was me, Jesse thought, and I hadn't driven a car into the neighborhood where I was going to take the shot, I would have run this way, to the beach, and then away from the harbor in the general direction of Stiles Island. Jesse faced in that direction now. There was one more flash of light in the sky. One last muted sound of thunder in the distance, to the north. Then the storm was gone as quickly as it had come, as if it had gone crashing to the bottom of the sea. Jesse stood there, soaking wet, chest still heaving, gun back at his side. Then he turned and walked off the beach, looking around him and behind him every few steps. Walked back up Front Street until he was home. Once inside, he picked up his cell phone, where he'd left it in the kitchen, and called his own police department. "This is Jesse Stone," he said to Jeff Alonzo, working the overnight shift tonight. "I need to report a shooting." "Where?" Jeff Alonzo said. "My house," Jesse said.